College basketball's March Madness is in full swing, with a full slate of games scheduled for later today. One of this year's unexpected entrants is a local school known more for its brains than its basketball, generally. This afternoon, the Harvard men square off against Vanderbilt, which incidentally is referred to as the Harvard of the South. It's Harvard's first appearance in the tournament since 1946. Here with us this morning to talk Crimson basketball is Kyle Draper of Comcast Sportsnet, New England. Good morning, Kyle, and thanks for speaking with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Let me ask you first up, does Harvard have a chance against Vanderbilt, which is the number five seed in the tournament, in that bracket of the tournament?
Oh, I think so, very much so. You know, I know a lot of people aren't giving Harvard a chance today against a good Vanderbilt team, but Harvard is legit. They have wins over Florida State this year. They beat BC. They beat you. They have some quality wins this year. And while Vanderbilt is playing some good ball just coming off beating Kentucky on Sunday, I think Harvard, they don't beat themselves. As long as they can limit Vanderbilt's three-pointers, I think they have a shot. And Bob Tiemann, add this into the mix, I think if they get by today, they have a chance at winning their next round game as well against a very good Wisconsin team.
If Wisconsin gets by Montana, right?
Yes, exactly. If Wisconsin gets, which everybody is assuming, but you never know in these NCAA tournament pools.
For Harvard, is it a matter of brains versus brawn in this way? Can Harvard use its great backcourt of Oliver McNally and Brandon Curry and its strong passing game to get by Vanderbilt today, which is considered a deeply talented but kind of a strong team?
Yeah, sort of. But here's the thing, you know, Vanderbilt, they're no slouches either. And the thing about Harvard, they have good basketball players. Everybody wants to talk about academic school, things like that. They have good basketball players, you know. These were kids that were also recruited by Vanderbilt, recruited by Stanford. Pretty good basketball schools, if you ask me. And so while Harvard may not be the most athletic team, you know, the deepest team in the world, they have a nice balance, they take care of the ball, and they just don't beat themselves most times.
All right, so if they win this afternoon, you think they might then get by Wisconsin. How far can Harvard go in this tournament?
I got them going to the Sweet 16 in my bracket. You know, if they win today and if Wisconsin wins, that'll be a tough matchup, no doubt about that. But the thing about Wisconsin, sure, they're big, sure, they're really good, but they're not going to put up 100 points on a team. And so I think that fits Harvard's style greatly. They're a slow, grinded-out kind of team. And so I actually like that matchup even better maybe than this Vanderbilt matchup, a team that can shoot the threes, that can score points, you know, score up to 70, 80 points. Whereas Wisconsin, they'll beat you 60 to 54 or something like that. And to me, that plays right into Harvard's hands. But then if they did make it to the Sweet 16, if all the top seeds hold, then Syracuse would be waiting. And I know Syracuse has their issues, but I think Harvard's run would come to an end then.
What's your bracket say about who gets into the final game and who wins the championship?
In the final game, I have Kentucky going against Kansas. I think Kentucky is the ultimate national championship winner. You know, they won 30 games in a row, something crazy, 26 games in a row, 24. And so, to me, they're the deepest team. John Calipari, a former UMass coach, former New Jersey Nets coach, finally gets his championship ring. I just think, on paper, they're so much better than everybody else. But as we've seen in previous years, Bob, the best team does not always win.
All right, quick question about the Celtics. The NBA trading deadline is today. There's been a lot of chatter about what the Celtics are going to do, if they do anything, and whether Rajon Rondo will be part of the mix if they do anything. You think they're going to make a move today?
I don't think so, Bob. And if they do make a move, it won't be one involving their big four of Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Rajon Rondo. And it's not for a lack of trying, in my opinion. I think if the right deal was out there for them, sure, they'd make a move. But I don't think teams are just willing to give up what Danny wants to get in these deals. And so maybe the Celtics shed some salary this year for a pick, draft pick next year or a couple years down the road. If the Celtics do make a move today, I think it'll be a minor one.
Kyle Draper, anchor and reporter for Comcast Sportsnet, New England. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
No problem, Bob. Thanks for having me.